Budget, we did for a very low budget in terms of Hollywood. We did it underneath, under $10 million. A movie like this normally would probably cost you $30 to $40 million. We did for under 10, way under. But
I could have bought Detroit.
I take creativity from everybody. Like, there was a scene, I'm doing the stuffed animal sex. It came out of left field, I don't know. I needed a cigarette and so did the stuffed animals after that one. We did 3 45-minute takes. It was a full-on porno. Like, I'm gonna put that on the DVD. Put some slow music behind it. And so when I was doing the scene, like, I was improvising stuff. It started out with this little bear just sitting there on the bed. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you. And then just because I want to show what me and my girlfriend sex would be like, it came from somewhere. And then I was like, oh, this is funny. And I was doing all these different positions. And then I was like, oh, you know what? I went and made the prop guy go find me some stuffed animals. So he ran down the block, come out of nowhere, found these stuffed animals, found a dog and a duck. And I pulled the dog up and I was like, oh, and I surprised everybody with that. But they didn't know I was gonna do it. The crew didn't know I was gonna do it. I said, oh, you gonna bring a friend. My whole set, you can hear people, someone fell to the floor. You can hear somebody go, like, someone spit some juice out. The director damn near, like, caught a hernia in the rib. And then everybody started getting in on a joke. So the script supervisor was like, you know what you should do with the dog? Because I had them on the bed, and she goes, 2 dogs, 1 duck. And I was like, that's funny. We put that shit moving. So when I'm on a set, man, I tell everybody, in terms of when I was hiring people as a producer, you know, you hire people. We hired everybody on that set. And everybody that came in for the interview, I told them, you will have your time to tell the joke. It's not just going to be me telling the joke. I need your help in order to tell these jokes. I told the prop department, I'm going to need your help. I told the stunts department, I'm going to need your help. I told the practical stunts department, I'm going to need practical effects department. I need your help in order to tell these jokes. So collectively, with the great crew that I had, with little to no money, you know, we put a lot of jokes on the screen, so I want to applaud those guys because they really, really worked hard in the movie. And that answers your question, hopefully. Always take, anytime you're on a set or anything, look, you're going to get some good, and you're going to get some bad. You're going to get a shitload of bad. Like, it's real bad when it's bad. Like, when they pitch you something, it's terrible. But, you know, sometimes, if you take it, and you take it with a grain of salt, you allow them to keep pitching, you will find that magic will happen. So you can't shoot them down. You always got to be able to listen, because sometimes they give you gold. Dude, you're back.
Hey, you think you would have done this movie if you didn't do Scary Movie 1 and 2?
Do I think I would have did this movie I didn't do, Scary Movie 1 and 2? Scary Movie 1 and 2 kind of prepped me for doing something like this. I've been prepped to do satire since I was a kid, man. My brother Keenan took me to see Airplane. I think I was like 7 years old. And he took me to that movie, and it blew my mind. And I was just like, that is the funniest thing I've ever seen. I was like, I want to do that for my career. I want to make people laugh like that. And then he would take us to see, like, Kentucky Fried Movie, and you go, all right, so how do you make that... you think that's funny? I said, yeah, how do you make it funnier? And he's telling me and my brother, we're like 7 and 6 years old. And so he's training us, like Luke Skywalker, like Yoda training Luke Skywalker and Anakin or some shit. I'm Luke, Sean could be Anakin. I don't want to be. And so basically, we did Don't Be a Menace. Keenan did I'm Gonna Get You Sucker. That was his. Don't Be a Menace was me and Sean. Scary Movie, me and Sean. Scary Movie 1, me and Sean. And then after Scary Movie 2, when we left the franchise, I don't know what happened to it.
How did he train you for White Chicks?
Yeah.
Huh?
White Chicks, that was hilarious.
Well, White Chicks was just, you know, that's a situation comedy. And we just like, we have a certain steroids that we put in our humor. You know, even though it's grounded, we put a certain steroid in it to make it go all kinds of places. So I think all of this, all the training that I have over the last 20 years in the business, kind of trained me for doing something like this. And I wanted to do something that had a story that was kind of grounded. That's why I didn't choose to go full out crazy parody. And I wanted to ground it a little bit and make it so that if you never saw any one of those movies that we referenced, that you would still get the humor and you would still laugh. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Great job.
Thank you, bro.
How did you pick Essence?
You know, Essence kind of picked us, you know. She came in to read. She came in for a meeting, and I was like, get out of here. I work with you. I don't need you to read. You're funny. I know what you do. And she had just had a baby, and so I was concerned, like, you know, you just had a baby. I don't want to. You still got stitches in there. I don't. you breastfeed, and the baby hungry right now. Go take them titties home. And no, but because I know what it's like to have a child. Not that I have one, but you know, I'm in the room. Kids look like me, but you know. So she kind of was like, game. And we was talking to two other actresses at the time, and we were circling those two. But we just didn't want to go with Essence. We knew she could do it because she was hilarious. And she was like, anyway. So she read. She was brilliant. And then I was still concerned about her having a baby. She said, look, man, I said, I'm fine. I was like, okay, you know we're going to put a harness on you and drag you around the house. Marlon, nigga, do I speak English? I said, I'm fine. And when she said, I'm game, and she was down because one girl was hesitant and the other one was a little green. But the hesitance kind of scared us. And we needed somebody that was, especially in comedy, that you willing to do whatever. See, I got naked 3 times. Like, ass naked. I was in the tub because I was just like, you know what? So what? It's jokes. It's just skin. So what? But you got to be a fool. And she was a fool. And I'm so happy that she did this movie, man, because I don't think it would be the same without her. And somebody right here with a fur coat.
Thank you so much. Rochelle Riley from the Detroit Free Press.
Hello. You've been waiting to see that one for years, huh? Thank you. I would film in Detroit. Actually, Detroit for a while, I'm not sure if they still do. They was given a great tax incentive. I think it was like 40% or something, 20 to 40%. There's a point that it was really strong out here, and then I don't know what happened. I'm not sure. I think it's a point where, you know. Is that? Don't they always fuck it up? We elect you in office and you do some dumb shit. Y'all need to kick his door down and kick his ass and tell him, you know, put back what they had, because we was actually talking about, there was a movie I was going to film, and Detroit was one of the places. It's like Detroit, Atlanta, and Connecticut was giving really good incentives. So, you know, I would film in Detroit. And, you know, it's a great place and got some great locations and, you know, full of great people. They had great crews. And, you know, you guys work hard out here. So, you know, I know that.
Thank you.
In the back.